Well, thank you for joining me in this Tom Talk. We do these frequently and shoot them out to different audiences. If you are listening to this, you probably saw it on a tweet or on our website or maybe an email or some other means. And if we did this right, we were hoping that you and others like you in a certain audience segment might find this interesting. We are having a great deal of success with our client retention, which we are fortunate enough to have happy clients who want to keep us around, and growth in our property management company. And, we've been at this for 27 years. We aren't perfect by any stretch. We're always trying to get better. Maybe that alone is what maybe separates us from some. It's a core piece of what we do, we're energized by it. So, things like that, whether you're playing ball or you're running a business, when you have those elements, very often you get good outcomes. But I really can see now what really has changed. And what we've done is shifted our conversation with prospects from the traditional proposal structure. And certainly when we're responding to requests for proposals that come to us in a structured format, we respond in that structured format. But when we're allowed to tell the story our way, we have gotten out of the traditional proposal business. And our growth and our success at retaining clients is directly tied to writing management plans and budgets on the properties that we're going to manage. Now, that sounds ordinary, and to some, it may sound revolutionary, but it makes sense. At the end of the day, we all need to be good people who can be trusted, who are highly trained and skilled, and invest in our careers to get better all the time at property management. But if we assume that's a constant for all firms, especially the top ones, then the difference for us is that at Coast, we see ourselves as investment managers instead of maybe babysitters of other people's properties. And so we want the discussion about what we're doing to be about the investment performance for that asset. At the end of the day, we can talk about carpets and cabinets and tenant screening and making sure daily operations work. But if we stop there, we lose the context of those. Those are to create a healthy relationship between landlord and tenant so that tenant is willing and wanting to pay rent on time, so and that at a level where we can earn a return on investment and then measure it. And the management plan and budget is how we do that. The management plan says we're going to do these things in staffing, in marketing, in utility audits, in these daily operations, in maintenance. These are the things we're going to do. And when we do them, we're good enough now and experienced enough to know now that those levers will generate X dollars on that item, X on that one, X on that one, X on that one. We build all those up and we come up with a budget that shows the net operating income on the property. We test it, we attack it, we tweak our management plan, and when we're done, we have a plan that now for the past 10 years has an 85% chance or better of actually happening. So we're now in the business of looking at properties as investments, acknowledging that they are linked to businesses in our commercial properties that we manage or people's shelter in the apartment buildings we manage. There are soft and human elements to them, but at the end of the day, we are measuring the net operating income of the work we do. And when we do that, we make a promise to them that we're going to hit that. And I'm super just excited at the production of our people, our Coasties. We meet or beat that 85% of the time. That's a remarkable record, just remarkable. And when it doesn't happen the other 15% of the time, it's usually for things outside of our control and our clients. And we make adjustments and then move forward. So, we sort of say in our business, hey, property owner, Why don't you take a second opinion? Why don't you take a look at a management plan and budget from us this fall and lay it up against what your current firm is doing and take the guessing out of this game for all of us? We want to know that we're going to go into a situation where we can help people do better. That exercise helps us sort that out before there's ever a commitment to us and we have to guess after we start. Let's take the guessing out. Take a look at a second opinion from us and you'll know and we'll know how it's going to do. Well, thanks for listening. We'll look forward to catching you on the next Tom Talk. Bye-bye.